Hi, and welcome to the 17th episode of Leap. I'm your host, Lorene Henry, and I'm so thankful that you took time to listen to me. Today, we're going to be talking about writing. Writing dates back to the earliest of times. You can even date it back in Bible days when they were writing on clay tablets. So why do we write? Well, we write to communicate with others. We write to communicate with ourselves or to reflect upon things that have gone on. When writing to communicate with others, we try to stimulate an interest or an action from the reader. When we're writing for ourselves, it's to help us to grow from experiences that we've had in the past, as well as to write things so that we can remember them in the future, or we can go back to them. So why am I talking to you about writing? Well, in my quiet time with the Lord, He shared a message with me that I'm going to share with you. But before I do that, let me read Habakkuk, the second chapter, the second verse. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that read it. Some of you have history inside of you. You sat at the feet of your grandparents. You know your family's history and you need to write it down. You don't want to lose that on future generations. If you know the history, write the history. Journal. Some people listening to me need to journal. But here's the message that God shared with me, and I'm going to share it with you. And let me make sure that I convey the message as it was conveyed to me. Writing is going to save your life. I'll say it again. Writing is going to save your life. Writing is going to save your life. Now, that message is not for everybody, but I still thank you for tuning in. But I know that it's for somebody. Writing is going to save your life. And even as I say it during this episode, it speaks to me that writing is not only going to save lives, but it's going to give lives. It's going to give life. There are people who are waiting on what you have to say, and they need it in the written form. Many of you speak it. Now you need to write it, because it needs to live for longer than just this moment. If it is written, it's here to stay. You can leave a legacy through your writing. All writing is not for the public. It may just be for the family. It may be to pass down from generation to generation. But you are to keep the family alive through your writing. Writing for me is a form of therapy. I've used it as therapy in the past. I use it to jot things down. I go back and I reflect. I see. And what my writing does for me is it encourages me, because I can look back and see where I was and how I've grown. And I can also look back and see, hey, I've had steady footing for a long time. I'm to continue to run the race. I encourage you to pick up a pen and get some paper and start writing. But you may not be old school, so get on your computer and start typing. Get on your phone in your notes section and start writing. But don't let this moment pass you by. Writing is going to save your life. Writing gives life. Get to it. Thank you for listening. Be blessed.